This year's class is the biggest ever, 180 students from 33 countries, from South Korea to Turkey, with, of course, generous helpings of Germans and Poles. Throughout the month of August, they've been drilled in grammar, they've memorized new vocabulary words, and they've practiced conversation. Dr. Eva Rusinova has directed Letni Shkola for the past 11 years. She says there's a very good reason why the school puts students from different countries in the same class.
Řekněme, smíšené skupiny z více národností, z více jazykových skupin mají tu výhodu.
Mixed groups from different countries, from different language groups, have the advantage that students can learn from each other's mistakes. That means the American who says ow and doesn't understand why people laugh has the chance in our course to practice the Czech ow with a nice little kiss at the end. A Japanese person who mixes up R and L might make the American laugh. Those are things which each student hears, notices, and learns from, including, eventually, one's own mistakes.
Chyby, protože ví, že zas ten Japonec, ten Slovan, slyší ty jeho chyby.
This year, there are 13 classes of about 10 to 16 students each. In the morning, there's language instruction. In the afternoon, there are seminars in pronunciation, interpretation, and orthography. Wrestling the Czech language into submission isn't easy, even for experienced hands. At Letní škola, it's a 30-day, all-day, 6-day-a-week job. But Dr. Rusinova is convinced that she can teach Czech to anyone who wants to learn. And she says some of the rumors you might hear about the language just aren't true.
Student přijíždí s tím, že čeština je 5% pravidel a 95% výjimek.
Students sometimes say that Czech follows its own rules 5% of the time and makes exceptions the other 95%. I beg to differ when I ask a student why something is the way it is and I hear, that's an exception to the rule. I say, no, it's no exception. Try following the rules yourself and see what you find. And I must say, I love it in my more advanced course when a student does this and suddenly they get it and they say, oh, that's why. It makes me very, very happy.
Že vysvětlit něco je těžké, ale že to přináší uspokojení.
This year, I'm one of 11 Americans at Letní škola. I placed into the Střední pokročilý, or the Intermediate Advanced Group. If I were studying an easier language, that might mean I'd be spending my nights in pubs, having stimulating discussions about politics and philosophy with the locals. In fact, all I feel fit to do is buy tickets at the bus station. When I recently got back a composition from our teacher, every single sentence I'd written had some kind of correction to it. Well, we do try to remember our charkas and keep our enclitica in the proper order. Felicity Long from Lancashire, England, has enough Czech now that she's preparing to tackle literature. On the second day of summer school in Brno, I met her at a book sale.
I've got a book by Hrabal, that most absurd of modern Czech authors, because I've already read some stuff in English before, and it's called Dance Lessons for Old People and Advanced People. Taneční hodiny pro starší a pokročilé.
Why Czech? Why in the world?
Well, that's a question, just because it's something pretty exotic. Because I did just normal French, German, Latin at school, and I just wanted to do something a bit different. I really like Czech culture, love the people, so I was like, yeah, why not do Czech?
Most students here are like Felicity. They're in their early to mid-20s and are working on a degree. But there are others. The youngest person is still in high school. She was born in 1990, after the fall of communism. And the oldest is 70. There's a woman from Iraq and an interpreter from the European Commission in Brussels, currently tackling his fifth language. Many here, like me, have a Czech parent. Others have a Czech partner. 25-year-old Kohei Tsukamoto was sent by the Foreign Ministry of Japan.
The reason I am learning Czech language is that 2 years later, I will start to work at Embassy of Japan in Czech Republic. And the reason I decided to be a diplomat working this country is that, first of all, like most Japanese people have, I had a good impression and curiosity toward Czech Republic. And a few years ago, I had an opportunity to travel to this country. Since that time, I started to having much interest to this country. Especially, I like Czech movies like Izda, Nudabu Brunje, Horem Padem.
Fortunately for Kohei, Letní škola in Brno includes showings of classic and contemporary Czech films every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. The cultural program also includes excursions to Prague, the Beskydy Mountains, and the castles at Lednice and Valtice in South Moravia. And there's no escaping Moravian folk songs, even if you'd kind of like to. Last week in class, we learned Vínečko Bílé, or Little White Wine. And while we're singing about wine, my classmate, Jana Bertold from Germany, recently discovered a cellar where you can buy local wine just a few minutes away from the dormitory where we live.
It was a club, like, from the producer, which has his shop there. And, like, you say, I want a liter or 2.5, and he just packages for you in whatever bottles you bring along. I think it's closer, like, to the people and closer to the product, because it's not just a thing you buy from the supermarket.
How was the wine?
The wine was good. It worked.
For the director of the program, though, there's no time to get pleasantly buzzed. Dr. Rusinova says she sleeps at most an hour and a half every night for the duration of the program. Sounds like a grind to me, but she relishes the task of managing 180 students, 21 teachers, and 3 courses of her own.
Říkám, že letní škola je pro mě bolero. Letní škola je pro mě něco, co prostě je...
Letní škola for me is bolero. It's something with great emotion, great strength. The first day begins quietly and gets stronger and stronger, like in Ravel's Bolero, until suddenly silence. That's what letní škola means to me.
Přijde poslední den. A je ticho. To je pro mě letní škola a to je pro mě čeština pro cizince.
And for me? Well, letní škola is probably a little bit more like this Moravian folk song, tancuj, tancuj, or dance, dance. It's kind of tough at the beginning, but the melody becomes so infectious, you wish it wouldn't end.